For political candidates, a whistle stop means a quick visit to a small town. These trips at one time were taken by train. Originally, whistle stop meant a place so tiny, townsfolk would have to sound a whistle to get the train to stop there.
Then there are the whistles and horns trains blow to warn you to get out of the way. In recent years, these loud noises have become a nuisance to some.
So yesterday, the Federal Railroad Administration proposed a rule that might mean local authorities across the country could win the right to basically tell the trains to shut up. That right will be granted if they can prove their town railroad crossings meet tough safety standards.
Now, we want America to get a good night's sleep, but let's stop, look, and listen for a moment. Lonesome whistles can be legislated out of the landscape, but never out of their place in the blues, jazz, folk, rock, pop, bop, and big band.
Aboard train I ride, 16 coaches long.
Saxophones and clarinets are just two instruments that have mimicked the passing train horn. The iconic, sad, distant sound has also roared from the engine of many a blues harmonica.
All aboard!
And the train whistle was adopted for the wooden flute as well.
All aboard for the Rock Island Line!
Fiddles too fly with the cries of train horns.
And them rails.
Train whistles are a musical device that telegraph movement, memory, and yearning. They may reduce the sound itself as it echoes across the night, but if musicians have their way, that sound will be with us for a long time. If not on the rails, certainly on many tracks.